What's up, y'all? Trevor and Jeffy TV coming to you live on Memorex from the default location. I forgot to bring my microphone. Oh, what am I doing? I forgot to bring my microphone. Y'all say happy Wednesday? What did I say? Did I say what's up, y'all? Well, what did I say? I forgot to bring my microphone. So we're just going to shoot it like this. And, you know, for the most part, this is mostly about the commentary anyway. Well, I guess, no, this is about the visual. This one is about the visual, not the commentary. I am forcing myself to a degree. I am forcing myself to walk or attempt to walk the ultimate route in the ultimate remote location. I haven't been on this side of town hardly at all this trip for whatever reason. I have probably more than likely directly avoided it. Coming over here. And I've talked about why in the past. No need to go into it again, even though I probably will. Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I'm feeling pretty good. Mr. Scale told me 217.8 this morning. Same reading I had yesterday. This may be TMI, but I do feel a bowel movement coming on, which will probably helping that number. Having the same number 2 days in a row, I've done that before. The reward will come later. I understand that. I've come to realize that. And I did eat a lot yesterday. I did kind of double up on the candy corn, oatmeal, marshmallow cookies, sugar cookies. I think that's all I had. I had my salad, air quotes on salad. So much cheese and meat and dressing on it. Hard pressed to even call it a salad. Walking Young Salad, I'm forcing myself to walk this way this time. I'm not sure if I'll go down the street I grew up on, but I might. It's a nice day. It's nice and sunny, as you can see. Let's see where the sun is at. It's 11:30. So that's probably just about as high as the sun's gonna get. And that's facing south. That's facing south. You see how low it is in the south? That should tell you something. This is the area, I do believe, where there were bowling alleys. There were two bowling alleys side by side, Mar Hill Lanes and Marvindale Lanes. I have bowled at both of them many times. I was in the league as a young child, I guess I call myself. I think we won it all. We happen to win it all. And I think my kids was in the league and they won it all too. My father took them out in bowling. At Marvindale, we used to come to Marvindale and bowl. Mar Hill was a little bit more upscale-ish. And also Paul Moore Sports was in this area, someplace around here. We would come up here, get our mouth guards and socks to play for the Buckeye Elks, which practiced at Chicago Field and played our games at Vonnie Rogers, in which I played center and guard. Played 4 years there because of the way my birthday landed and because of how big I was just barely able to make the weight limit. It was a 110-pound league, but they let you get away with 112. And just about every Saturday, I'm in there, naked, standing on a scale. That's about every single Saturday they would weigh me. I mean, I guess I think I was that good. I don't know. You know, maybe they did. Maybe they thought I was, you know, something. Either way, they would weigh me. You know, the other team would say, yeah, I put him on the scale. You know, so that was that. And I'm going to come up to Paul Moore Sports, and we look at all the equipment, and the forearm pads, the neck roll. And I used to always wanted a cage because all the helmets had the standard two-bar 1950-style face mask. And I always wanted a gray cage, the gray wire cage. They were like $5-6, something like that. And I remember I finally got one. And I put it on. I drilled my helmet. The helmet, you know, we get from the team. Drilled in my helmet. I put it on there. Had my neck roll. So I had to look. Wasn't much of a football player, though. Didn't really grasp the situation and the task. And one of the main things I take away from that I really didn't realize, was that practice was to practice things you do in the game. For whatever reason, I thought practice was about being in shape and more of a calisthenic exercise, endurance, strength thing. No, a lot of that is you're practicing in-game situations. And that did not hit me until a lot later in life. And not only are you practicing in-game situation, you're demonstrating to your coaches and to your other teammates your strengths and weaknesses. You know, what you're going to be good at, what you ain't going to be good at. You know, where your heart is. You know, a lot of leadership qualities come from practice, and it's that interaction. And it starts at practice and not on the field. And it took me, I didn't figure it out till way later, way into my adult life. And then I played for 4 years there, then I went to Mooney. You know, I had aspirations of being that guy on the football team. But when we got the Mooney, that's when it became real. We got the Mooney, that's when it became real. You had boys out there who was pre-monsters. They, see this, look at that. You can see it's fake, but still pretty good, huh? Not bad, huh? You could tell they were pre-monsters. They just had the will, the drive, the strength. They in the weight room. They had the mentality. You know, they were just ready to go out there and just demolish. And I didn't have that. I knew what I was going to be. I kind of knew how much effort I was going to put in physically, how much physical exertion and effort and grit like that I was going to have to need to do what I wanted to do in life. And I knew I had, well, I ain't going to say I knew I had it, but I was more intellectual and cerebral than maybe I realized back then. And that's the direction I was headed. And I'm sure the coaches at the Buckeye Elks team saw me. You know, oh, he go to Mooney, he go to Catholic school. You know, he come from this side of town, he got this, he got that. You know, he gonna be, and they probably called me soft. I was probably soft compared to a lot of the testosterone boys running out there. At least physically or whatever. So, for whatever reason, I forget why, I missed taking my physical for the ninth grade team, so I couldn't play. So I would practice, you know, with the team every day and not playing the games. Don't ask me why. I did that for like a whole season. I think one time I was even holding the chains. I was doing the chains. You know, I just wanted to participate and help out. You know, never got in the game, didn't dress, but I come out there and practice every day for whatever reason. Practice wasn't easy, you know. And I did that in ninth grade, and that was over. I think I got a trophy for it, and then I quit. I was like, yep, my football days is over. Y'all can have this. I got other ideas of what Jeffrey Mitchell wants to be, what Jeffrey Mitchell wants to do. So we're walking up to the south side where I grew up, where I did a lot of my growing and playing and all of that. As you can see, as I stated before, vacant buildings, you know, many of them abandoned, and just lack of development and renovation as compared to walking the other way. So it is 43 degrees out here. Definitely feels warmer. I didn't wear my scarf today. Didn't need it. But I still put on my, I probably didn't even need my sauna seat pants, but I put them on anyway. Because I do like to be extra warm. This Union Bank, this has been my mother's bank. Used to come up here. Back in the day, we had to get cash. That's the drive-thru we used to go to. There was two banks here. One was Union, there was another one, like right down the street. And over back over here, back down there was my pediatrician, Dr. Dell. So I'll probably tell you that every time, because it's significant to me. Treasure Island. I always got to rep Treasure Island and that Mahoney County Annex building. I mean, the same stuff I tell you all the time. I mean, these stuff just, you know, in my heart or soul, not soul, but in my, you know, my upbringing. I don't know what was right here. Something had to be right there. That gyro place, something good had to be there. There's no doubt. I can't remember what it was. Probably can Google. But yeah, this building, that brown building right there, used to be a big department store, and they bricked it up and made it like a county annex, you see? And they made it look all government, took the windows out. You know, it used to be a big department store, had a different kind of build and everything. So you see, coming around the corner here, my Standby Thompson's, my GC Murphy's. I know I've told you many times before how important those places were to me. Coming up, and then somewhere also down here was St. George and the Dragon, which was the head shop as I got older. Participated in that a little while. That kind of paraphernalia, if you know what I mean. Not much, but you know, some. Legacy building here. You can see the architecture still as it has been renovated, upgraded. I think they're still open too. I think I'm gonna bring, I got a chair for my mother, my father's mother. I think it was a chair from when she was young. This is still pretty good condition, except for when her legs broke off or something like that. One of the rocking glider things. This is the Uptown Theater. They're renovating it. They're renovating it to be something. Took the marquee down, and I think there's apartments upstairs, and et cetera, et cetera. And this is, you can see this, these old buildings here, I think, coming up, where the actual Western Auto. I come in there and get my hardware stuff and screws. You know, just stuff to build and look at tools and stuff like that. Stanmore Thompson's Cross Street. St. George and Dragon was a head shop. I don't think it was here. I think it moved. Western Auto was in here. You can see some of the ornament up there if you can. Legacy ornamental design. G.C. Murphy was across the street over here in this empty lot. This is Indianola going down that way. I should have went. Actually, I probably, well, I'm away. I should walk in the back there, take a look. And I've been here before. I told you I was. I done told all y'all about this before. Is he gonna look? Oh, good. Good for you. Good for you for not running me over. Thank you. Appreciate it. Used to be a store here. It's gone. Junior Achievement used to be over there. I enjoyed Junior Achievement for a few years. 2 years, I think. Junior and senior year. Had some fun. Or maybe even earlier junior, senior year. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. Used to be in that building right there. Then you got your Kroger and your Super X. It's down over the hill, up coming up here. They're gone. Not sure what was here, but you see all that's gone. All this is gone. That gas station, that empty gas station over there, been there for years. Looking just like that. Princeton Street. So you can see Cardinal Mooney from here. I don't know if you can, but I can. You can see my high school. Over the ravine, or whatever you want to call it. Used to be. I think this used to be a gas station. I'm not sure what this is. It looked like a gas station, don't it? Looked like it was a gas station. It turned into a convenience store. See what happened to that. Yeah, you can see Cardinal Mooney. I think they're in school. No, are they in school? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they're in school. Do they get this week off, or do they, you know, go to school today, have off tomorrow? Probably got a break. I think that's where, see, that used to be a McDonald's right there. And then somewhere down one of these hills used to be Kroger and Super X. I think it might have been right there. Somewhere along. Like, you had to go down some. You had to, like, go down, like, a little slope, and it was down there. They kind of rebuilt a lot of this. Coming up on Dewey Street, I'll probably turn and walk Dewey. I'll probably turn and walk up Dewey just to take a look and see. Walk up that, you know, where I was born and raised. And actually, I got enough time to where I can walk all the way down to Glenwood, back up St. Louis, where I spent maybe, my father lived on St. Louis. What we call the big, what I call the big house in St. Louis, 562 St. Louis. And from, I guess, 16, because I left when I was 20, so I spent a few years there. I may have spent more time associated with his house on St. Louis than I did in the house I grew up in. If I do the math. I mean, but I didn't never live there, you know. Of course, I live day to day at the house on Dewey, but his house on St. Louis, I spent, had more time there for maybe like since I was 16, 17, up until I was 40, maybe. 40 or 50 or something like that. Where I only, I graduated from, but you know, Dewey, I forget when they got rid of that house, 85, 86 or something. You know, but that's just something to start up. Here's Dewey Street, Dewey Avenue, west and east. There it is. Should stop it and get a good picture, but I ain't too worried about it. Hey, see, that's one thing about these. I should start. Some of these pictures don't come out as sharp as I would like them when I'm using this particular app to record. Here we go. Up Dewey. This is what I was thinking about doing. It's 12:02 now. I need to turn around and start walking back in 26 minutes if I want to get back by 1:30. Because I got to go to the bakery. Pick up rolls, Butterfleck rolls. I love Butterfleck rolls from Classic Bakery, formerly known as Mr. Paul's. So, but 26 minutes will be enough time for me to do way more than I got planned, I guess you could say. Trees. Of course, there was houses all through here. There was houses all the way. They're all gone now. All the leaves are gone. All the houses are too. Sidewalk, you can see, is under. It's the desperate need of repair. If it's even going to be repaired, it'll probably be taken up. You know. I guess they got. You know, I guess they're still, I don't know if they're still plumbing. Is it still plumbing and stuff coming here? Sewage? I see power lines. You know, can people build here and get electric and facilities and plumbing and all that? You can see how kind of, you know, we might see some deer. We might see some deer. I was going to say, you can see how return to nature, whatever you want to call it, is. Sidewalk on that side of the street looks okay. This side is kind of tore up. See the sidewalk over there looks okay. You see, I think it used to be an apartment building at that corner, that big one right there. I think it used to be an apartment building. Then I think there was apartment buildings. This is Oak Hill. This light is still green. These people got to wait on the light. And now it's going to change. I think it used to be an apartment building here and on this corner over there. This St. Louis. As I remember, I think it used to be an apartment building here. But you can see all this is pretty much gone now. You got houses, you know, few and far between. Well, few and far between might be staying a lot, but you can see that whole corner just about gone. You see those houses down there just about, you know, man, no longer there. And I was walking down Midlothian, last one of the times I was here before, and none of the houses there have been torn down. Walking down Midlothian. Now, Midlothian is a major boulevard. It is definitely a nicer area or a nicer, maybe more prioritized street or residence area or whatever, you can see where, you know, it would be looked at and given more attention. It could be just that you can even see the houses on the other side of the street, on the other side of this block, on the street across, are gone too. Yeah, you can see all the way through now. So you can see all the way through to the next street because all these houses are gone. It looks like they already teared that one down too. Well, actually, it looks like they might be hooking that one up. Then you come down and you see some houses that look, you know, fairly nice. You know, people trying to keep it together. And then you get to the point where you hope they tear some houses down. You get down here and you just hope that they eventually come and tear the thing down. Probably petition. You know, I heard they got some money or something. Some money came in or something to where they were going to start tearing houses and stuff. Yeah, it looked like they building on that one. Building the porch. Probably going to try to rent it out. Probably going to sell it and try to rent it out. I ain't mad at them. Might be my property management company problem. All this used to be houses. Used to be houses, gas stations, nightclubs. All gone. All gone. I can see the house I grew up in from here. All gone. And see the brick houses, they gonna stand a little longer than the wooden houses. But then I'm thinking, see all those brick houses, I think got wood guts that, you know, eventually gonna rot and just not be any good anymore over time and weather, moisture and all that. You can see all that. George's Party Shop is down there. Let's come to the corner here. We'll speak to you. I think that's the only grocery store they got in this area. I wanted to go in there just take a look one time. It's George's Party Shop where I bought my first music from. That gray building right there. George's Party Shop where I bought my first 8-tracks. Just go to get my $3, go up there and get an 8-track or two. Used to be a gas station here. You can probably see the foundation. House is gone. Gas station here years ago. It used to be 2 nightclubs. Right here, used to be a nightclub right there and buildings. And that is your nightclub right there and buildings. You can see Princeton High School down there. I don't know if you can. I think there used to be an apartment building there. And then you can look down that way. That's Hilmer Street. This is Hilmer Street. Oh, who is that? Is that my boy? I don't think that is. Is that my boy? That's somebody who know me. I don't even know who it is. Big blowing and whatnot. I'm like, do I know you? Yeah, pretty much.
Did you see that shooting down there yesterday?
I did not.
It was like this side of Ridge or Myrtle.
Really?
Yeah, right behind me in this other car. I don't know what or why they were shooting. Somebody pulled up on somebody, got out the car. And was
did they
car.
Get him?
Really?
I hear you. All right, man. Be good with it. What's up, dude? I was wondering who that was. What's up, man? You know how I does it. What's up? I got it, man. I'm trying to get like you, man.
I'm trying to get like you.
I ain't trying to be all fat, man, because I'm going to eat. You know I'm going to eat. You know I got to eat, man. So what's up, man? You good, man? You been good? You still look good for your old ass, man. See, that's one thing about riding right here. You start to see people, know people. All right, dude. I wonder how much of that I actually got. People telling me about shootings and stuff. You see here? See, that's what it was, that's what I'm talking about. This is where it happened. This used to be a bar here. Used to be a nightclub there. Used to be a nightclub there for years. It used to be just all kinds of stuff here. It's just gone now. Used to be something here. Definitely used to be apartment building style thing here. Down at this area. Down at the corner. This area was always, this area, even when I was growing up, it used to be a big field here. We used to come up here and play football in this field sometimes, but it had rocks in it. It had rocks in the field, so we didn't play that much. We didn't come up here and play that much. It had a nice big field, too. I don't know if they, people chase us out of there from doing it, but we used to come up here and play. Artists used to live up here. We used to come up and play in that yard somewhere around here. A lot of them, David Brooks and them house used to be here on this corner. Used to be like a duplex, a side duplex. We have like, you know, like two sides. A duplex with, you know, not on top of each other, but side to side. All gone. Big old Terry's and them old house back there is still standing. Used to run through there every now and then. Miss Bailey and them house back there. See, all this is gone. Galen Robinson's house. This house still there. They always, you can see the house. That house almost looked the same from when they had it. For some reason, that house always was like a little bit nicer than the other houses, if I could put it that way. And this house too on the corner. A bunch of people live in that house. It got renovated though. It definitely got renovated. And there's a house missing here. And going down there to walk to football practice. And this house, I forget who used to live here. Somebody used to live here. And the Van Cobbs used to live in that empty lot right there. That house is gone. And they go mine. They go. That big garage the Pinchams built. The Pinchams used to live in there. Carl Nolan and them used to live in there with his thieving criminal ass. Empty. Yeah, that's where the Van Cobbs live. That's where I grew up. The good old fence. And I think if you go back there, you'll even see my, CB antenna pole that I put up. I put a CB antenna pole up there. That's, I think, Diana and them used to live there. I think, is that the Murphys? Were the Murphys? No, they used to be Dottie and them out. Dorothy and them. And I think that's 420. I think that's Murphy's house. They're trying to renovate it. Earl's old house looked like they might be trying to clean that up a little bit. Naomi and them house always look nice. Tammy's in them house. They go Cole's house. They go where I first heard P-Funk. And there's the house right there. That antenna up there. All that's still been there for years. That's the one. That's the one right there. The garage back there. Tammy's in them house. Earl's in them. 11. Cole's in there. We used to play in his yard. Now they put up a fence. What's that about? They put up a fence. Y'all put up a fence. Y'all blocking the football field. That should be our football field right there. That should be all we had.
It seemed like it was so big.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. This whole thing seemed like it was so big.
Look, we used to play here. Look how short that is.
If Miss Archie and them let us play over there.
They used to let us.
Look at your big giant killer dogs you got back there. Uh-huh. All right, this one don't look so bad. I mean, not. Or you just wait for somebody to come back because you can bite their legs off.
They ain't biting nothing but dog food.
Really? Oh, it's a couple of them. Oh, I see. No, I see. They ain't sweating it. They ain't doing
like that. Car over there. I got to get that. It's a Mazda.
Uh-huh. Oh. Which one?
That's the one. Yeah. Okay. That's the one I'm driving to Texas. I'm thinking my son leaving that down there.
Really? All right.
Yes, but I said she might as well put another motor in.
Damn, might as well. That's just what y'all. Whoa!
Oh, I wonder when you was
gonna. Whoa, man!
I wonder when you was gonna.
Whoa! Wow! I mean, wow. Vernon's house is gone. That means the dog is gone. Oh man.
We're going to take this out of here, too, so eventually.
Really? That car just been there. That car just there, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody in this? Ain't nobody's
car? They're trying to come in there now, but that house is gone, man.
Yeah?
It's been open. That Maddie Gunner's been open for like 10 years.
Wow. Wow, it looks like it's still stuff in there. Wow. Wow, they took Vernon's in the house out. Wow. It looked fresh, too. They look like they just took this house out.
Yeah, they did, probably about a week ago.
Wow. At least I got pictures. I can at least say I got pictures. We used to go in his basement too. Wow. I remember when Earl and them renovated their basement.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. Back then.
Remember they was the first one to have cake?
All right, man, let me get out of here. I gotta get back. I gotta punch that clock at 3 o'clock. I do. Once again, it's good seeing you as always.
Always
Davey. That's Davey right there. Davey. Look at Davey right there. Dewey Street forever. Right here. Right in this place right here, man. Oh, yours was 431. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I knew 420. I know 490. 421. No, 420 was the Murphys. No, Earl's was what? 420 was the Murphys. Earl's was
432.
Oh, 432. Okay. Yeah.
You went to the game last week?
No, I went to Baltimore. I ain't go to Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
dude. Yeah, I'm just about on time to get back now. There it is right there. That's the one I used to be in right there. Look at them steps. That's the steps. Them steps is the same. The porch, they redid the porch. It don't even look the same. 411. 411. That's what it is. Hudson used to walk around this corner, turn this corner, walk up the street. Then we used to be able to cut through the backyard over here for whatever reason. Go up the Rafiti's up there. Mr. Layton's used to be over there. I'm down there on St. Louis. I didn't go to that one that much. He had a better candy store. Black man. Everybody used to go there. I used to go to Rafiti's. Like they doing something here. Like they're trying to build something. Some kind of racks. They got free roofs. Like they building. What is them like? What is that? What is they doing there? What is all that? See all that? Was that the Wildcat? They got the Wildcat all taken apart back there. It's like roller coaster track. Anyway, y'all seen it. Y'all seen how I does it? When I do it, where I does it? Where I do, when I do it, where I did it. But I think I'm gonna walk Hillman. I'm gonna walk down Hillman. I'm gonna walk down Hillman to go back. And then maybe up Indianola. Cause you know I like walking by that big ass old high school. You know, I like walking around that big, legendary brick architecture in high school and stuff. And every time I say that about the houses and stuff back here, I might talk to the people. I might talk to them and see what I can get. Because people, well, if I'm trying to buy up houses, everybody else trying to buy up houses. I mean, if all these people trying to buy up houses, it's going to take the price up. So it's probably a little bit more competitive now. But you would think that here's the foundation. It's the foundation of where it used to be. There used to be this whole thing. It used to be all, used to be something there. Used to be, Hilltop used to be there. Larry's used to be here. There used to be a gas station over there. That's the, used to be Cold Cuts. I'm putting the show on for the police. Let them see what I'm doing. It's all the way around here. Where we go. I remember this gas station used to be. There used to be gas stations everywhere. I guess people had cars. Used to be houses. I think this area in the front here was always open. I don't think it was anything there that I can remember on Hillman Street right there. But there used to be houses back far. You can see that house over there. It looks to be halfway renovated. It don't look vacant. There's a car there. Big yard. That's not a yard anymore. It's an empty lot. See, this used to be a gas station. It's like somebody tried to do something with it. Painted it. It's a plea. Dude telling me about the shooting right down the street here. I tell you, it's just a bunch of kids, 15, 16 years old. I mean, I ain't gonna say you can't blame them, but I can understand. They got nothing. You know, they basically got nothing, no future, no guidance, you know, no opportunity. And they still have the will to live and to be somebody and to be something. So, you know, they're gonna try to make something out of something. They're gonna make something out of nothing, that's for sure. And what you can do is you make it, you find, you manufacture your importance. If I could put it that way. You manufacture your importance. Little Princeton School. That big old giant building. Let me get a picture of it. No matter how, I know it ain't gonna come out right. I think I'll walk up into Enola. Look at this stuff on the Enola. Not that I haven't seen it before, but you know. And I'm walking towards the sun. So, since it's, now I'm walking south again, see how bright and lit up I am? As opposed to being like this with the sun. Because it's 1 o'clock. Actually, it's 12:30. You see how low the sun is? It's not overhead. That's about as high as it's going to get. Now it's going to start sinking. Now it's starting to sink down in the west already. And then come 4:30, 5 o'clock, it's dark. Come 4:30, 5 o'clock, it's dark. I like these old schools. South, the big brick buildings. They tore down my Cleveland school. They renovated St. Patrick's School. So it's kind of modernized. It don't have that same appeal. More vacant lots. Looks like that house is going to be taken out. Yeah, they got Vernon's house. I got pictures. I got to go find my pictures of Vernon's house now. Because I know I got pictures of his house. So always that dog. That dog, statue of a dog is always, you know, always wanted to get a picture of that. Whoa. They tore whatever was there down. They tore whatever was here down. This is gone too. You can see fresh tire tracks. It's all gone. Better get a picture of that corner. Cause that might be next. That might be next over there. Look at that. They took all that out. All that is gone. That building doesn't look too bad, but look at that one. It's gone. Goodbye. Goodbye. So like goodbye. The water tower's gone up there. I think the Walt Randolph and them used to live there. They gone. I think they're Hudson. I forget what she did now. And then another stub station. Walking back up Indianola. Let me stop this and start another one. Yep, somebody calling me, hold up. All right, I'm back. I can't stop not recording. That was Jesse touching base about the ride back to the airport. Monday. Making sure you know how I like to get there early. I like to leave a cushion for them. I think this is these are my ex-in-laws people. I guess we just talking about in-laws. He asked me where I was going. I said, I was going over to Terry's house, my ex-wife's house. They ain't my in-laws. I don't know what to call them. I think these are the in-laws though. I think these is her people, her people place. I think they own that, as I remember. There it is. Walking down there, you know, I used to come this way on my bike. Probably ran over some of these same very sidewalks to get to Western Auto and all my places. I used to love, you know, my building stuff and tools and screws and latches, switches. I remember how I saw the idea that where two switches could control one light at different parts of the room or house. I was wondering how did they do that? And I got hip to double pole, double throw switches, single pole, double throw, and the such, and getting into electronic switches, and just, you know, learning all of that. Learning all of that was always, you know, something that I always enjoyed. So I was always into, you know, getting stuff, and, you know, buying stuff, and utilities. Well, utilities and, you know, the stuff to build, you know. They go to the door, used to go in the back. Park my bike back here. Go in the back. Probably locked my bike, I'm sure I did. But I don't remember locking it. Or I used to walk over here? I don't know, but that's the building. I used to go in that door, that gray one around there. I think it was for Western Auto. You see the old brick building, legacy, sidewalk. All right, so we did this part already. I think I'm gonna kill it. Or should I cross the street and go up that side of the street? Should I cross the street and go up that side of the street? I should have. Probably should walk Southern Boulevard too. I could probably walk Southern Boulevard. Instead of going up Midlothian. I mean, going up Market from Midlothian and go to Southern. And then turn. It's kind of scenic. Running is getting difficult. I got to start running more. Running shouldn't affect me that much. Running shouldn't have that, shouldn't require that much effort on my part. There's Uptown Theater. Route 62. I think I did walk this way when I came the other time. But we did the ultimate route. And again, you know, I talk stuff about the ultimate route. And what happens when I go there? Exciting stuff. You know? I talk stuff about it, but it's exciting. It's rather exciting. This is crazy. Whoops, that's not what I meant to do. I meant to get this picture. It's exciting. See Cole, talk to him, and see Vernon's house gone. Oh my God. Vernon's house gone. And the stuff that goes on over there. Cole know everything. He'll tell you about it. He'll tell y'all about it. Yeah, I'm gonna take Southern. Is this where Southern starts? Is this the beginning of Southern? Is this where Southern Boulevard starts? Is it? I got this picture a lot. Turn around and get the picture with the light. With the light right. Yeah, let me get back to where I got to get to. Still got to make it out to the bakery. Getting it in. It's 12:50. Got 40 minutes. I anticipated being back by 1:30. Give myself some time. Get ready for the work day. Just lock it up for 9 days, baby. I mean 6 days. And I gotta stay moving. I'ma tell my daughter. I'ma tell her. I say, now look, you know, you got a lot of days off. If you're going to be sitting around this house, you and granddaughter all up in here, locked in here, you're going to be miserable. You know that. You know that's what's going to happen. Then you're gonna have to be miserable and, you know, lethargic and lazy. All that time off being in the house. That's why, you know me, I told my boss plenty of times. That's too many days off. That's too many days off. I don't need all that. That's too many days off. I said it. They got a fan on up in there? Jesus Christ. Really? Okay. railroad tracks. Really? What? I guess the train. What? Really? I guess I gotta go somewhere. I guess that train do gotta go somewhere. You see how the railroad tracks was like right there? Look like it's going through like a regular residential neighborhood. I would love to go down there and see that. And we're talking about real trains be coming there too. Not like metro rails or nothing. Real trains. Coming up on St. Dom School is here someplace. Oh, the church in the parish, whatever, is here someplace. But and I think they, I heard they was tearing it down or it got torn down. Or I think somebody bought it and I think it's Valley Christian School now or something like that. Because of the St. Dom to St. Pat's. Just have a little rivalry, of course. I think I knew a person or two who went to St. Dom's. I think Jerry went to St. Dom's. Did he? I think Jerry went to St. Dom's. And then went to Moon. He didn't go to St. Pat's, as I remember. Yep, there is a train track, see? There's a train right there. Can you see it? It's gonna just go right down the street. Watch out, here come a train. I mean, not now, but you know. Looks like I might get back early. Looks like I'm gonna get back early and be short steps. Which may or may not be a bad thing. I'll still get my 10,000 in easily. Yeah, I think that's St. Dom's. There's the church. I believe that's the church. And that's the school over there. That's where we at. Can't stand how. They take their religion seriously here. Don't think they don't. Don't think they don't. What would Jesus say? Can you tell me? You can actually tell me what Jesus would say? You know? Well, the Bible says that. That's your interpretation of said Bible. I believe that's St. Dom's. Remember, St. Dom's always did have like a modern look. You can imagine this look, you know, 20, 30 years ago with the glass like that. That's how it always looked. They changed the colors. But it's pretty much like that. You know, so it was always modern compared to St. Pat's old brick school. I always thought St. Dom's was cool like that. I do believe that St. Dom's. I mean, I know it is. And it's the back of the church. Unornamented. It's the back. They should put something on it. I guess, do you want to put something on the back of a church? Or should it be plain like that? I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna get back early. Because I stopped and was talking And when I stopped and was talking, I wasn't walking away. Pick up your mind. So you're just gonna park exactly to where you take up the most space with me walking by. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. I gotta understand that. Yesterday at the corner, when I was walking back from my break, it was a car. Looked like, and the way it was parked, it looked like it was ditched. It was like kind of parked close to the curb, whatever. And I'm walking back, it's the, you know, kind of dark, and the door was open. I don't know what that was about. Just the way it was parked. Like parked really close to the corner. It was like, you know, up against the curb, but like it was like really close to the corner. It just didn't look, you know, natural. Yeah, there's a train tracks. Got closer to them at Southern Boulevard and South Avenue curve. I think we went through that before when I was walking South Avenue. How much battery I got? 31%. I got enough battery. On these walks, I just record everything. Try to get it all. Posterity. You never know. Youngstown. Posterity. Coming up on Melopian. Wonder if I should walk straight through. Wonder if I should walk. Well, I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom. I'm gonna have to go in the house to go to the bathroom, and I don't wanna do that. I kind of knew this was going to happen, but I want to hold it. I just want to go get it. I don't want to go in there and have to take off clothes, do what I got to do. I'm just going to have to hold it to make it happen. Got about 10 minutes till I get to the house. Yeah, I'm gonna be like 2,000 steps short. No, let me see. I might have 10,000. I might have 100 minutes, an hour, and 40. I might be right at 10,000. Cause 1:30 would have been 2 hours. So I might just, no, because I stopped walking. Because I stopped walking. I wasn't walking continuously during that time. So I'll be a little short. Should run and make this. Should have. Still can. No, I can't. These people take off. We're gonna regret it. I should have went. Probably gonna regret it. Yep. But I am making progress towards the goal. See a break there coming. Ain't no sense to turn around looking back. It's like a sand a bit across. Okay. That wasn't so bad. And here we are. All right, y'all. I'm pretty sure y'all seen all this before. And if you haven't, oh well. Swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed, any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. The theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.